about the galaxy that these fast radio bursts were coming from?
So once we were able to find out where on the sky the burst had come from, we could go and look with optical telescopes and find this galaxy. We were able to learn quite a bit about it. So one of the first things we look for is how fast it's moving away from us. So the universe is expanding, and so on large scales, everything looks like it's rushing away from us. And if we can find out how fast the thing is moving away from us, we can convert that into a distance of how far away it was. And so that turns out to be around about 4 billion light years away. And so that was kind of one of the first very important things that we found. And then afterwards, we were able to get a bit of an idea of what was going on inside the galaxy, because all galaxies are different. Some of them are little, some of them are big, some of them are forming lots of new stars, some of them are not. And this one turns out to be kind of fairly ordinary, actually. Like, it's not forming a lot of new stars, there's not a lot of like crazy stuff going on, and so that gives us a bit of a clue about what might, or really what might not be generating these fast radio bursts.
Well, these bursts, as you're saying, 4 billion light years away. Now, it's taken a long time to get us, much longer than I've been alive.
Yep.
And they picked up information on along the way here. What kind of information can we gather from this?
Yeah, so these bursts are really cool because they're so narrow. So, like you said, only about a millisecond wide generally, and they emit across a range of radio frequencies. But as this burst of radio light travels through the universe to us, it's passing by gas along the way, and that gas acts to spread the signal out a little bit. So by the time it gets to us, the higher radio frequencies arrive just a little bit, just a fraction of a second before the lower radio frequencies, and that spread in the signal tells us how much gas that the burst has passed by along the way. And so that lets us kind of measure the gas budget of the universe, basically. So that's all the very, very thin, tenuous little bits of gas out between galaxies, and the gas in the Milky Way, and the gas in the galaxy that the burst left from as well.
And what exactly does it mean for us to know this kind of information about this gas?
Yeah, so gas is ultimately where everything in the universe that we see and feel comes from. It's the raw fuel for making stars, and then stars make everything else that eventually forms planets and plants and us and everything. And we think we know approximately how much gas there should be in the universe all put together. But if we go out and look and count what we can see in the stars and in galaxies and whatever, we don't come up with that number. We come up with maybe a bit less, maybe a tenth or 20% of that. And so we think that the rest is out there in intergalactic space, and a lot of it is sort of distributed in between galaxies in a sort of filament-like structure that people like to poetically call the cosmic web. But because it's so diffuse, it's really hard to find. And so measuring its effect on these fast radio bursts is one of the very few ways that we have to kind of tote up the amount of gas and make sure that things do add up. And in this case, the answer that we got was that the model works quite well.
Right. And what does this mean for our understanding of the universe then?
So, I guess the from this one burst, all we can say is that, the theory is looking good so far, and that's a kind of reassuring. If we were able to do this, a number of times in the future, tens, hundreds, ultimately kind of thousands of times for other bursts coming from other galaxies, we can measure this gas content along many different sight lines. We can kind of make a map of how the gas in the universe is distributed. And ultimately, by comparing that to other ways we have of estimating the distances to galaxies, which is mostly by that how fast they're moving away from us method, we can start to do things like cosmology, which can tell us whether the universe is expanding at a constant rate, or starting to expand faster, or starting to expand slower, which tells us what the ultimate fate of the universe is going to be in many, many hundreds of billions of years' time.
I've watched a lot of YouTube videos about that, so I'm getting very excited to hear about, it seems like very soon we might be able to get these answers. Fingers crossed. You never know.
Yeah.
It always does seem one step forward, and then you find out there's a bunch of other steps to take ahead. So it'll be really interesting to see what we find out from all of this.
Yeah, absolutely. So there's many potential pitfalls along the way. So one astronomer's trash is another astronomer's treasure, basically. So if we find out that, for instance, the bursts tend to go through lots of other little galaxies along the way, that might be really interesting for people that want to study little galaxies, but would be a bit of a hassle for the people that want to study the stuff in between galaxies in the sort of more empty space. So, and that we just need a larger sample to see what we're going to see.
Very exciting times ahead. Yeah. Adam, thank you so much for joining us this